You know what I fucking hate? I hate it when I go into like a convenience store, right? And you make small talk with the fucking guy, the cashier, and he doesn't even bother to either acknowledge you or he's just a dick about it. Like, I'll give you an example. One day, oh fuck, my cat threw up, that sucks. But anyways, one day I walked over to this fucking convenience store for my buddy. He asked me, hey, can you go get me one of those Arizona things that I like? I'll pay you back. And I said, yeah, whatever, fuck it, sure. So I ran over, and I get in the store, and I grab this fucking Arizona, and I walk up to the counter, and as I'm walking up, I try to make some small talk with the guy, just to, like, ease some tension. I say, hey, my buddy loves these, and I just fucking, I'm smiling under my mask, but you can still tell I'm smiling. I'm just being friendly, okay? I'm just being friendly with the guy. The guy's like, okay, $2. Like, fuck you. How about I shove this $2 directly up your ass until you taste the metal, you fucking asshole? Like, how do you treat people like that? If I was a cashier, I'd probably get fired for talking so much to them. Because you meet someone new every day. If you're not interested in seeing new faces every day, don't be a fucking cashier. Don't do that. If you're an introvert and you're gonna be sitting there fucking just waiting, it's fucking hoping that every interaction just ends as soon as possible. Like, you're gonna hate your job, man. You're gonna hate it. You gotta be friendly with people. Make some fucking connections. I'm gonna be here tomorrow, and you're gonna see me, and you're gonna be reminded of the fact that you were just being a dick to me. It's not even smart. It's not even, like, wise. Like, that's just the one thing about being a dick to people, I guess. Like, it's not smart. And it's, like, what do you gain? Other than a quick, ha, laugh at the fucking guy. Or whoever you're fucking being a dick to. Like, it's better to just, you know, fucking be friends. Just have a fucking casual friendship going on with whoever is nice to you. If they're truly being nice, that is. If they're being fake and using you, then there's no point. But, like, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way when that happened. Like, okay, yeah, sure thing, $2, dick. Fucking, I don't know, maybe he was just having a bad day. I guess that's sometimes you gotta look at situations like that. Maybe he's just having a shit day. Maybe the person before me, who was in the store, like, fucking gave him a big talk about shit that he doesn't care for. And now he's like, you know, fuck it, I don't want to talk to no one anymore. Maybe, who knows. But the way he said it, it kind of sounded like a douche. I'm just saying. But it's okay. My next fucking thing is, you don't know who this is, but the DDSB, the Durham District School Board, which is a school board that I fucking reside in, and so does my school because of the area I live in. Anyways, this fucking, the CEO of DDSB, issued out, like, a statement not that long ago saying that they're not really appreciating the results of the quadmesters for school. And if you don't know, because of COVID-19, fucking schools, especially high schools, I don't know what happened at elementary schools, but high schools, instead of doing semesters, which is four courses at once, we're doing quadmesters, which is two courses at once. And they're shorter and easier to manage. Like, you're doing two courses instead of four. If anything, you should be learning more, right? But anyways, according to this asshole CEO, it's not really working well. And by February, they're thinking about bringing it back to semesters. If they do that, I'm not going to be pissed. But, like, they know for a fact that people are enjoying the quadmesters. People are so appreciative of the fact that they only have to do two fucking courses instead of four. And fucking this asshole knows that. And now she's trying to fucking say that, oh, well, because there's not that many cases this year because of the vaccinated group, well, why don't we just introduce semesters back in? Oh, and they're trying to stop virtual learning overall, which, if you do that, doesn't that mean I have to be vaccinated to fucking go to your school? I don't know. It's just bullshit, man. Pisses me off. Because About the vaccination, I'm not going to get into whether or not I believe if it works or if it doesn't, what I think it is, but this vaccination, I'll say this, is being pushed so fucking hard, and I get it, but at the same time, though, it's a fucking huge, like, they need to realize and back off and realize that fucking, this is a human right. We don't need to get fucking vaccinated if we don't want to, and they're fucking not having it. They're just fucking finding out a way. How could I fucking wind these assholes into having to get it in? Or get this fucking injection. Like fucking steel workers. You need to be vaccinated. Otherwise you're not welcome as a steel worker at certain fucking places in Ontario. That is fucked. That's fucked. That is ridiculous. And over 50% of the steel workers, and I know this because of my fucking best friend's dad, he's a fucking steelworker. This guy quit because he doesn't want to get vaccinated, which he doesn't need to, and he quit, and he said that fucking, they're not doing so well. I don't know, man, this fucking, I know for a fact it won't end for another couple of years, let alone if it does. But I really want this shit to just blow over by now. I'm so fucking done. Like, it's just nonsense. It's nonsense. Like, fucking, it's just, it's gotten to the point where, COVID-19 has just become one of those things that, like, every time I'm reminded about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing. Like, I don't care about it. Honestly, I'll still wear a fucking mask. I'll still wash my hands. I'll still follow your ridiculous ass rules. But, like, fucking, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. What are you doing, you fucking idiot cat? You're about to fall off the fucking table, moron. How you doing, buddy? But yeah, I'm still saying, like, fucking, it's ridiculous. I don't get it. It's fucking coronavirus bullshit. It started, I think, the year prior to the year where I started up Tired Eye Recaps. And that's fucked, man. We've been in this fucking shitty fucking, oh, what, look out, COVID-19 might get ya. Like, it's so fucking ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, I'm sorry. Like, yes, people are dying. Every day, people are dying because of this fucking sickness. But the reason why I don't fucking, why I look differently at it than I do with the flu is because the whole story behind it has been mixed up at least like 3 fucking times. Originally it came from a bat. Now they're saying it leaked from a fucking lab. Like, get it right. You're expecting me to believe in whatever fucking vaccine that you're giving me when I don't even believe in the story or trust the story behind the actual sickness? Like, come on, man. There's gotta be something that we don't know. I'm gonna just say this. There's gotta be something. Because why would the story change so much? And why is there so much fucking, like, why is there such a backlash if it's just a regular fucking sickness? Like, the flu and shit. Like, I don't know. I'm going to say some dumb shit and get in trouble for it. So I'm going to just move on to the next topic. But yeah, it is stupid. Alright. Fucking video games. GTA Definitive Edition. Like I said in the last fucking episode, people are pissed off. And you know what? That pisses me off. Because it just goes to show how stupid the fan base of any video game can be. Because you got to fucking think. They switched it over entirely to a new engine, a new gaming engine, Unreal Engine. It used to be on RenderWare, but now it's on Unreal Engine, okay? That is hard to do on its own. Then, they remodeled the entirety of the mini-map system and the map system for each of them. And then they fucking, they also, let alone enhanced the fucking game. And then people are still mad when fucking slight bugs happen. Like, it was the first day of release. What? This game has bugs? Like, obviously. Obviously it has bugs. Like, they're gonna fix it. And if they don't, then you can be upset. That's when you get upset. But I bet you within the first 2 to 3 weeks, they're gonna be like, alright, we got a patch ready to fix this fucking bullshit. Here you go. And they give it to you, fucks. And then you just shut your mouth. And then everything's back to normal. Nah, but other than the official rating of this fucking game, which is bullshit, from what I've seen, I really enjoy it. I really think they did a really fucking good job. And I'll say this. The sky in that game, the original games, the sky was like a blue panel. Which every now and then would would slowly fade into a different color. Which is alright for the time. But the skies now in these games are fucking brilliant. They're great. It's actually mind-blowing. But anyways, fuck. That's it for now. I'm gonna fucking eat some breakfast, jump in the shower, do what I got to do. Fucking, I'm sure I'll have some other shit just already fucking concocted up in my brain, ready to spew out of my mouth into this microphone within the next fucking half hour. So don't worry about it. But yeah, 10 minutes or 11 minutes and 25 seconds in, I'm gonna just cut it off here for now. You know, there's one fucking thing that grosses me out, and I think it's one of those things that will just never be fixed because of just like how like common it is for a sick and twisted person to exist, and that is bathroom etiquette. More specifically, when I go into a bathroom, like a public bathroom, I mean, because I'm a guy, I'm obviously going into the male bathroom, and in the male bathroom, I'll say probably the majority, if not all, of these fucking seats have been purposely just fucking covered in piss. Covered. It's ridiculous. The reason why I bring this up right now is because a buddy of mine just sent me like a snap, and he was like, I was just about to go to the washroom, and then I found this. And he walks through each of the stalls, and all of them are just covered in fucking piss. If you are one of those ass, like, who, I don't even know if it's, like, what, who did all that? Is it one guy, all, like, every, or is it, like, every single person that had gone into each of those stalls had the same idea of going, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna empty the, because, listen, that's not just one dude. If all of the fucking, toilets are covered, that's not one dude. You can't, what is he, running around, pissing on the fucking floor and everything to each stall just to fucking cover it, just to be, no, it's obviously multiple people, which is even worse, because that just goes to show that there's multiple of these fucking assholes, and it's everywhere. My fucking school bathroom, you know what the worst bathrooms that I've ever encountered are? It's the bathrooms at the Rogers Center in Toronto. The Rogers Center is where the Blue Jays games are. The fucking bathrooms there are, like, talk about pit, dude, there's shit everywhere, probably. Like, listen, the last time I went, the reason why I'm saying shit is because there was shit on the seat. God, that's so stupid, man. It's so stupid how people could just do something like, how do you manage to get shit from like just on the outside of the bowl? You're sitting. Are you not? Are you not sitting on the toilet seat? Like, how are you sitting sideways, shitting on, like, out onto this? Like, what are you doing? Are you just spray shitting in the general direction of the toilet? Like, what is going on? What is wrong? Who raised these people? Who is the father of each of these assholes who come in and just fucking spray their fucking nonsense all over the place and litter the fucking bathrooms with it? Who in their right mind is doing that, and why? What's the fuck?
It'll be funny for the next guy who comes in here, and you, I wonder why. Oh yeah, because there's piss everywhere. He's gonna be so mad.
Like, it's not like, are you trying to piss people off, gross them out? Like, what are you doing? It's pointless. Why would you do something like that? Like, it's just so dumb. Like, fucking that. And another thing is fucking when I was young, I've never seen it recently, but when I was young, this just reminded me fucking, and I'd go to the washroom and there'd be like the stalls and then there'd be like the urinals. And fucking I'd come in and there was always this one asshole kid. I don't know why, but it pissed me off. Like, it actually made me upset when I would see it. It'd be this fucking idiot kid standing at the stalls, or I mean the urinals, with his pants all the way down to his ankles, and he's pissing. Sometimes maybe he would be pissing in a urinal properly, or he'd just be pissing in all of them simultaneously. Like, it's just, I don't know, man, they're fucked. Guys, if you give, you know what happened? You gave an animal a handle to use when pissing. That's movable. That's what happened. And then some animals, or humans, I should say, are not as smart or wise as others. And they decide that, oh, you know, it'd be funny if I just go into this bathroom stall and empty out my fucking piss tank all over the seat. Wouldn't that be great? Who are you trying to impress? Yourself? Like, what game? Dude, just piss inside the seat. Or not the seat, the bowl. Just, it's easy. It's literally, you just stand there. You don't even need to move. Like, fuck, man. And then there's these assholes pissing all over the seat. I swear, it's on purpose. If you piss on the toilet seat, it's on purpose. It has to be. It's so easy to just fucking aim. It's easy. What do you guys, like, what happened? Like, what dilemma took place in your life that led you to just start fucking, you know what it is? You're having fun. You're on break, you know? This is the one moment where you don't have to do fuck all, and you're standing at a urinal, and you want to have some fun, and then you just piss everywhere. I feel like afterwards, like, after that person would do something like that, they'd probably think to themselves, like, what am I doing? What am I, two? Like, that's what a two-year-old does. I think at 4 years old, you start fucking thinking, maybe I should try to get it into the water. Fuck, man. It's stupid. It pisses me off because now, like, what if I was having an explosive episode, or an episode of explosive shit, okay? Like, I can't even, it's so bad that I can't even trust my asshole, okay? And I know for a fact I'm about to shit everywhere. I need to fucking get to the washroom, and I rush you, or I don't know why I'm saying me, but said person rushes to the fucking bathroom, and they open it, they get to a stall finally, and there's piss everywhere. And they can't hold it in for much longer. What are they going to do? Run around to another stall that's even covered in even more piss? No. So then they got to fucking hover over the fucking seat and just, yeah, you get the point. I'm not going to fucking draw a more specific picture for you. You get the idea. But, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, why would you want to do that? And, like, another thing is, I would really hope that those people don't do that to their own toilet, because that's where they piss. And imagine how, like, oh, and by the way, every single public fucking bathroom has its own unique, disgusting smell. And, it, like, I don't know, like, you know what they need to do? Whoever's building these fucking bathrooms, they need to install, like, a ventilation system that, like, every 30 minutes, it just, like, there's this little, like, container inside the ceiling, and it just spurts out a little bit of air conditioner, or like a little bit of fucking, I don't know, scent. It doesn't even have to have a scent, but it could be like a scent mask and mask the fucking smell of these idiots pissing all over these seats. Let's just fucking piss. Like, I don't know, it's dumb. Another thing is about bathrooms and going to the bathroom during school and whatnot that pissed me off was fucking, I don't know, let me ask you, alright? Have you ever just sat down? Well, obviously can't answer me, but, you know, fucking just think. Have you ever just been sitting in class and fucking lunch period just ended, okay? Or recess, but I'm going to call it lunch break. Lunch break just ends, okay? You're sitting, you're all situated, you're all ready, and then 5 minutes after this fucking lunch break passes, when you're supposed to be in seat, all of a sudden, you realize you have to piss. And it just came out of nowhere, you know? You didn't need to piss during lunch, no. It chose to arrive at that time. And you raise your hand and say, hey, can I go to the washroom? And it's bad, too. Like, it's net, like, I don't know, having to piss at school was always horrible. Like, if I had to piss, I had to piss. There was no holding it and writing my work and finishing. No, like, I had to. It was ridiculous. But fucking, you ask the teacher, and you know what she says? Or he, whoever. They don't say no simply. They don't say, no, not right now. In 10 minutes. That's literally the nice way to put it. That's how I would say it. If I was, you know, if I was teaching a lesson or about to, that was very important, I would fucking say, I'm sorry, I'm teaching this quick lesson. Right after I'm done, you can go. It'll take 5 to 10 minutes or whatever, right? No, these asshole goofs insist on fucking singling you out and being like, what is it, fucking,
why didn't you go at lunch?
Because and then you gotta stand there like and sound like an idiot.
Because I didn't have to.
Like, fuck, man. And then they gotta give you that, alright, fine, but hurry back. And then you gotta look like an asshole leaving. What if I piss on you, teacher? No, but fucking seriously though, like, I don't know. You know what it is. And it's the same thing with fucking cops too, or police. It's when you give someone a status, like a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer, they, like, if they're cocky about it, their cockiness and ego goes right through the roof. If they already have an ego issue to begin with, and they become a cop or a fucking teacher, they will abuse every single fucking power to its fullest. I'll tell you a story, actually. Fucking one time I was I was getting driven home from school. My mom picked me up. I was in grade 5, right? And we were in conversation. Sorry about that. My fucking phone just died as I was talking right into it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Fucking, so I'm getting driven home from school, right? We're right at this intersection. It's a red light. And maybe, I don't know, like fucking 3 or 4 properties down the street from us, there's this fucking coffee store or coffee shop. It's not Tim Hortons or anything. It's just like a coffee shop, like just a casual one. But anyways, it's gone now, by the way. It was at the Simcoe-Wentworth intersection. If you live around there, you might know what I'm talking about. But anyways, I'm sitting at this intersection, right? And fucking, we're talking about how all these murders were happening because, I don't know, at the time there was a lot of fucking shit going on. A lot of people were getting killed. And fucking, we were just talking about how these fucking people were getting killed. I don't know why I remember that, but I fucking do. It just stands out to me. So I'm telling you, get off my ass. But anyways, we're talking about murder. And fucking, as we're in the middle of conversation, mid-conversation, we just hear, and like these fucking, like, sirens blaring, just fucking piercing our ears out. And it's like 4 cops, and they fucking speed right across through the intersection. It's a green light. And then I hear all this honking, and then they all slow down and turn right into the coffee shop. By the way, their sirens were on. Okay, and did I say green light? Fuck, I meant they sped through a red light with their sirens on. That's what I meant to say, I'm sorry. So they fucking went through a red light just because they could, and then pulled, and they basically slammed on the brakes and pulled into this fucking coffee shop, all got out, went inside, and fucking just sat in there. Are you kidding me? Really? Why the fuck, like, isn't that, like, you know what they should have? They should have, like, a sensor on each cop cruiser. And any time you put on a siren, it has to, or like turn on your fucking siren, it should notify the fucking station that there's something going on. All right, at the very least, so these assholes can't just and just like fucking, you know, skip a red light. Like, that's bullshit. Because they can. Like, fuck off. I don't know. It's stupid. Pissed me off. We forgot our conversation. Fuck, man. I don't know. It's one of my, like, first memories of, like, me seeing the corruptness in, like, fucking, I don't know, anything, really. Fucking cops. But what was my point again? Oh, yeah, so fucking, it's just like that. So, like, if you give a potential narcissist or an egomaniac any type of status that deems them higher in superiority than everyone else, then they will use that to their advantage to the fullest, and it's ridiculous. And the reason why I'm saying it's like cops is because, believe it or not, I don't know if you've been sitting in a fucking classroom or how long it's been since you sat in a classroom, sorry, but fucking, like, teachers are pretty bad too for that. Because who the fuck is the principal gonna believe? A bunch of dumb kids or the teacher? Obviously, it's the fucking teacher. So these fucking, there's a lot of teachers, or at least in Ontario there is, right? Because I've never left Ontario, like, in regards to school and whatnot. And, like, so I wouldn't know. But in Ontario, there is just an abundance of just fucking incoherent teachers. And when I say that, I mean, like, they are teachers. They did go to school and everything to become a teacher. But because of all these fucking, because of the numbers and amount of students in each school and whatnot, and amount of courses offered, do you seriously think that your science teacher went to school to become a science teacher? No, of course not. When they do go to school to be to fucking pursue that specific course, you know, that they're teaching at that moment, they're probably well known for it. Oh, Mr. Paul, the science teacher from da-da, you know what I mean? They're always like, those teachers are the good teachers. I fucking love those teachers. The teachers who actually care for, you know, the students and allowing for them to graduate, you know. And then there's this, the teachers who just want to get paid and want to just get to the end of the day every day, and they don't care. Like, and that's just every job. There's going to be people like that. But, like, how can you be a good teacher when you don't enjoy teaching the course that you're teaching? Like, imagine if a fucking person, and this happens all the time, imagine if someone goes to school specifically to learn about how they could teach fucking, I don't know, English, all right? And then, because when they're actually in the workforce and in the workplace, because there's a lack of fucking teachers to teach French, and because you technically know how to teach French, they put you in there. Even though that's not even your strongest suit as a teacher. What I'm saying is that, like, there's all these fucking teachers who are teaching a course that they didn't intend to teach. And they didn't even know that they were going to teach that course. They thought, oh, I'm going to just be a fucking math teacher the whole time. No. If Mr. Ferris, the science teacher, is absent and he can't make it for that year, he gets fucking switched to a different school and there's no science teacher to teach the science for grade 10, I think it's pretty safe to say that the school itself is not going to have a hard time just filling in that gap with another fucking teacher from another fucking course. They just give them everything. Here, you got to teach them this, make sure they understand this by this time. Give them this amount of work, and if they ask for help, try your best. Off you go. That's basically it. That's how that goes. And it's annoying as shit. It is. Because then people like me, 16-year-old, 15-year-old, fucking teenager students, okay? Students. We gotta deal with this fucking... We gotta deal with the back end of that. We gotta deal with this fucking teacher not understanding what the fuck they're teaching us. You know what, though? I've been very lucky. I thank God for that, because I've been very lucky this year. You know, I just started a new quad today. I have science and food. I think it's called Foods and Healthy Living Education. That's one course, and then science. And, you know, I met my one teacher already. She's pretty fucking cool. She's awesome. She really, she is one of those teachers that definitely enjoy their course. Because she was telling us today about how fucking... how she loves science, she loves psychology, loves biology, loves all the ologies. Yeah, she loves them. And I just learned that as opposed to doing an assignment every day for science, we're going to be doing like roughly one assignment per week in regards to that course. And in regards to foods and healthy living, I haven't gotten into that course yet. I'm on break right now. Like, I'm on lunch break, so I'm I was just checking my Snapchat, and, like, fucking, that's when I saw that snap from my buddy Chico. He sent me a snap, and it was this fucking, poor guy, man, fuck, like, I hate when that happens. Like, Chico, if you're listening, man, I'm sure you already know this, but earlier in this episode, I was talking about how you sent me a snap, from your school, basically explaining how all the stalls are fucking... or all the toilet seats are covered in piss. And that sucks, man. Like, fucking... what a bunch of animals. You know what? I was gonna say do this. But this could get you in trouble. So, don't do this. Wink, 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 wink. What I would do, if I were you, is... if I catch that happening again. If I were to see that again. I'd go back to my class... and and by the way, it's never going to be a guarantee that it was a kid in your class, but I'd go back to class and wait till break, and until there's no staff or any staff or teachers, any adults around to, like, you know, observe, and just lay it out, be like, hey, all right, we got a situation here. You know, somebody thinks it's funny to piss all over the toilet seats. Now, I don't know if you guys think you're, you know, funny by doing that, or if you're impressing each other, but that's nasty. Like, really nasty. So, fuck off. That's what I'd do, at least. I don't know. But, like, fucking, I don't know, man. Like, that's shit's gross. Piss. You know what's worse than human piss? Cat piss. Especially when they spray. I don't know if you... you may not own a cat, but if you do, you'll completely understand what I'm fucking talking about. And it's that if you get a cat, you better fucking fix it. Just saying, get it fixed, man. Get it the fuck fixed as soon as you can. Because if you don't, that fucking little cat is gonna be fucking... it's gonna be cute for one day, basically. Then the next day... it's gonna be opening up its asshole and spraying out this fucking nasty spray shit. They call it cat spray. And it's so fucking gross. So gross. It's ridiculously gross. I feel like you could kill someone with it. If you just put it into a napkin and then fucking chloroform style just shoved it right down their throat, they would die. That's how fucking nasty that is. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. It's just... and you can't fucking, if they get it on your, like, if they got it on your fucking couch, say goodbye to your couch, man. You ain't getting that out. You are not going to get that out. I think there's a lot of products on Google that are like, oh, buy this and spray it on your fucking couch and then wipe it down. And by the morning, everything will be okay. No. Cat piss is like DNA. Or, like, blood. It just stains right into any substance. It's ridiculous. It is... did I say human blood? I should have just said blood in general. No, human blood stains, but fucking animal blood, that shit just runs off like water. No, but for real though, like, oh, it's so gross. But if you get one, if you get your cat fixed, you won't have to deal with that, and you can still consider it your fucking lovely little fucking furry little baby on the ground. I don't know. No, I love my cats. Neither of my cats got old, and or no, actually, it's a lie. Loki, this fucker here. What's up, Loki? Say something. Oh, okay. Normally, he meows or does this weird, like, humming bird sound effect, like, like that. Literally, if you listen to the first episode, you'll hear him do it in the background at, like, 10 seconds in. And he's like, it's weird. And it was this fucking asshole, Loki. Like, I think it was a year before we ended up, like, I guess taking custody of him. He lived at my aunt's house. And, dude, she didn't get him sprayed. Guy fucking, or get him sprayed, get him fixed. Like, this guy's sprayed everywhere. Fuck. That is weird, eh? Like, I always, or not always, but, like, sometimes I think to myself, like, it's really weird how our bodies work, eh? How it, like, it produces these, like, liquids from other liquids. Like, you drink water, then that water turns into not only cells, but fucking, like, body fluids, you know? Like, how the fuck does your body make saliva? Like, if you, like, imagine where the saliva actually comes out and into your mouth. It's like, isn't it, like, just through your fucking, like, skin in your mouth? Like, how the fuck, what science is that? I guess I'm gonna learn. No, but it's cool. Fucking living animals are fucking sick, honestly. Like, really, you look at any animal, it's the coolest fucking machine ever. It is. It has its own fucking mind. That's why, like, if you, I don't know. I like to, whenever I meet someone, I like to imagine it as, like, me just in a, living a different life. So, like, you should treat people the way that they treat, or that you want to be treated, unless that they treat you like shit. That's basically it. Because, like, if you're, okay, so if I met someone, right, and I'm being all friendly, and I'm, and, like, you know, my first impression that I get from them is that they're not interested in talking to me or whatnot, I'm not gonna hassle them or be a dick. But, like, what confuses me the most in, I guess, like, first introductions is that if you're gonna be an asshole to someone, or why would you, sorry, be an asshole to someone when you first meet them? The first 10 seconds that you meet someone, I think it's first 5 or 10 seconds, your brain starts doing this shit and it starts analyzing every single thing it can about this person, behavior, everything. So it can, I guess, identify this person as either a threat, a friend, or unknown. And basically, if you're gonna walk up to someone and be like, hey, you're a dickhead, nice to meet you, like, it's just, I don't know, it sets a bad impression. And why would you want your reputation to be filled with that? Like, fuck that. And I'm talking from personal experience too, because I used to be an asshole. Like, okay, like, fucking, if you listen to my old podcast episodes, the originals, they're not officially uploaded. I took them down. I thought, actually, that I deleted them completely. But it turns out it isn't, because it's the internet. And if you go on the internet and search up listen notes, like, as if you're listening to some fucking music notes, you know, listennotes, .com, and then just press space, and then search up Tired High Recaps. No space or anything. And all, and you'll find all, I think, 36 of the original OG episodes. And you'll find me talking about whatever the fuck I was talking about just a minute ago, but I forgot. Fuck, man. Oh, when you meet someone. And me being an asshole. Fucking, okay, so on my old podcast, I used to, or I addressed it a couple times, but how I was a dick. Alright, I was just a dick. There's no light way to put it. I was just a piece of shit to people. I'll give you an example. Fucking, I used to go to school, and I'd be happy, but it got, like, I was just such an asshole that it got to the point where I'd go to school, and people would just give me dirty looks. And it actually got even worse than that. I remember it got to one point where I'd walk through the fucking halls with my buddies, and I'd just hear, "Fuck you!" Just like, and I know it's towards me, because I could see the person saying it, and they're looking at me. And I just give them thumbs up, you know. I don't know, it's just, I was a piece of shit, and I'm working my hardest to fucking, not erase that, because obviously I can't erase that. I can't fucking, you know, you can't get rid of that fact that I was a dick, but you can improve and work towards being something better from this point forward, because you can't go backwards. Though I really do wish I could, you know, I have apologized and made peace with a lot of the people from GL. I just said my school's name, fuck it. And then again, there's a lot of people that I haven't gotten to actually being in contact with since I was a dick to them. For those people, like, if you ever hear this clip or whatever, this piece of audio, the sound bite, listen, whatever fucking, whatever nonsense that I said to you or did that involved you was purely out of my perspective. Like, it was, I'm not trying to say I'm not in the wrong, of course I am, but I'm saying that it was never, I never said anything with any intention of it being harmful to anyone else, with the reasoning being that I hated them. You know, I can't think of one name from that school that I genuinely disliked. Like, the person, I mean. I genuinely didn't care. I did it more as a form of, I guess, maintaining my, I don't know how to fucking word it, like, imagine if you walk into a crowd of people, and, or imagine social media, in your bio you have everything you want everyone, or a good at least brief summary of what you want everyone to know you, know about you, and know you for, but like, if you're, I don't know, if you're not nice to people on there, obviously there's not going to be a lot of people following you. But at the same time, there is people that are attracted to that type of behavior. I don't know, it's really hard to explain, but basically what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people that are essentially attracted and, you know, yeah, attracted to other people like that. Not attracted, like, sexually attracted, but friendship-wise, you know? Like, who's a good example? Fucking Tony Stark, alright? Tony Stank. This guy, fucking, I don't know which actor that he, that Robert Downey Jr. worked with, it was, who said this, but one of Robert Downey Jr.'s friends and actors that he's worked with in Marvel, I think it's Don Cheadle, but I'm not sure. It's either Don Cheadle or the guy who plays Falcon. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name as of right now. Anthony Mackie or some shit. I think it's Anthony Mackie's. I don't know, but he said that the character Tony Stark that Robert Downey Jr. inhabited and basically played is just enough of an asshole that makes you want to go out and have a beer with him. And he's right. If you watch Iron Man 1, 2, 3, or the fucking MCU in general, you'll come to realize that, yeah, he is a dick, but it's, he's a charming asshole. You know, it's charming in a way. And, like, I don't know. I kind of, like, fucking took that route when it came to making my image clear at school, like in grade 9 and so forth. I don't know. I had the idea, basically, that nice guys finish last, which is wrong. Pushovers finish last. That's the thing that I didn't really comprehend. I was under the impression that if I want to get far in the sense of being social at that school, then I have to, I don't know, I gotta be cocky. I gotta be a dick, you know? But it's not true at all. It's literally not true at all. It's quite the opposite. You have to still be able to hold your ground if someone discredits you or whatnot. But there's literally no reason. Even when someone's being an asshole to you, there's, like, okay, if someone's an asshole to me, I would never promise that I'd be all peaceful about it and not say anything rude back. But in reality, there's still technically no real, you know, necessity to be an asshole to anyone, ever. You know, if someone's being an asshole to you, the best way to figure that situation out is get out of it. Unless if, you know, it's uncalled for and you have a better solution, like, you know, telling them the truth and then diffusing the issue that way. But if you know for a fact that you saying something in response to them is going to lead the situation into something worse, and you know that, that's when you try to get out of it. But I don't know. What do I know? No, but for real though, I made the realization that everyone is basically living their life the same way, in the sense that you're looking through your head, right? You wake up, you open your eyes, and you see shit, and you just go about your day as you, in your body. And then there's another person doing the exact same thing, waking up, going about their day in their body, and then it's so forth for fucking forever, basically. And that's the entirety of the population, doing everything from their head. So what's different about someone, listen, what's different about someone that is poor and someone that is rich? In, like, literally, I mean, not much. Maybe one's healthier, maybe one's more clear-minded. But other than that, the experience that they're experiencing is basically the same. It's just everything that they're taking in is different. The life experience, the experience of living, is the same as it is for me, as it is for you, as it is for animals. Or actually, no, I think animals, like, they're different, but you still get my point. Humans all have the same type of experience when they're living. Which, therefore, wouldn't it be safe to say that you should treat everyone with, or treat everyone's experience with a good manner? Just as you would want someone to treat you with a good manner, you know? When you're having this life experience, you wouldn't want someone to come over and cause some mayhem. You wouldn't. It's not nice. It's not something that you'd want. You wouldn't want someone fucking with you. Let me ask you this. Do you like being fucked with? Do you like someone being rude to you? No. Unless I have some crazy psycho asshole saying yes, then it's no. You don't like people fucking with you. So, what's the point of fucking with other people? What's the point of being an asshole, is what I'm saying. What is the point? What do you gain other than, you know, pissed off faces and a shit reputation? What do you gain? Nothing. You gain nothing. If you're nice to people, you gain opportunities to provide favors and receive favors. You gain a fucking friend. You know? Someone who's capable of giving you support. Someone who's capable of, you know, just hanging out. Would you rather have a friend or an enemy? It's the same shit over and over, just worded differently. The point is, you just don't be an asshole. There's no need to be an asshole. Ever. Fuck, man. It's just, I don't know. This experience that we're given is, whether you look at it as, you know, something that we're not deserving of, or whatever, it's still nonetheless what I would call a gift. It's a gift. It's so fucking amazing. Right? Like, fucking, just living in general, it's awesome. Being able to, like, stand up in a very real physical body and walk over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps ahead. That's still crazy. That, you know what, science just took place when you take 3 to 5 steps forward. You know how much shit is happening when that happens? And you don't think about it. And I don't think about it. Because I'm so fucking wrapped up on what's going on today. School? Alright, I'm going to jump straight into this then. When you look at a chair, that's a chair, right? Wrong. It's a bunch of fucking, let's say it's a wooden chair. So it's a bunch of wood, or a bunch of pieces of wood, fractions of wood from a tree that was shaped and put together in such a way that you can sit on it and that it would provide you comfort. But that's not even wood being used to form this fucking thing. It's just a substance that came from a tree. And that tree is not a fucking tree. It's, I guess, a living object that's growing out of another object. And the word object isn't even a real physical thing. It's just in our imagination. Basically, what I'm saying is we created names to be able to identify every single fucking thing, or words, I mean, from one another. Like, a couch is different from a chair, obviously, but they can be made out of the exact same thing, and in that sense, they're the same thing. But we call it a chair. But it's not a chair. My point is that we identify everything separately, but in reality, everything is made of the same thing, which is atoms. And what are atoms made out of? Energy. What is energy made out of? I suppose existence and God. Yeah, that's basically what I'm getting at. Every single atom in this universe falls into the category which is atoms. And each atom is made of energy. Who's to say that collectively that this energy is God? And I think I've actually said this previously. But I'm giving more depth to it. Fucking, let's see here. What's the difference between a microwave made out of complete, like, just completely made out of fucking, or microwave, fuck it. Let's go back to the chair equation, shall we? What's the difference between a wooden chair and a wooden stool? Maybe the fucking back thing isn't there. Other than that, oh fuck, my class has started, bro. We'll be back.